morning, it's Eric and Claire at breakfast, 23 minutes to 8. From festivals to films, from theatre productions to youth projects, the arts in Shropshire have always been popular. This next story will astound you. Last month, Shropshire Council said they were looking at disbanding the Community Arts and Festival Service next April. But they've quickly decided to reconsider their position after speaking to the organisations involved. Now it's emerged that figures given to councillors in a report last month looking at the amount the arts earn for Shropshire were vastly underestimated. Liberal Democrat councillor Andy Boddington explains.
Well, to be honest, it's been a bit of total confusion. There was a grant of about 60-odd thousand which went to local arts groups, and that was cancelled, and we first heard about it from the arts groups themselves. Then the council backtracked and said, OK, we'll think again. Then we were told as councillors that the grant last year raised about 100,000 for the 60,000 they spent, which is not a great deal of what they call leverage, you know. It's not many bangs for your bucks. We got the figures, the true figures, from the finance officers. And for every pound that we spend through arts grants, we get another £15 from other bodies. And this is a great enabling fund, you know, to what Shropshire Council is doing with what is quite a small amount of money, that it's enabling 30-odd groups each year to go out and say, we're backed by Shropshire Council. They've given us money. Now it's your turn. And they're doing really well at this. So what I'm really hoping is now that we see these figures, you know, that nearly £1 million was brought in from the grant last year. So I'm really hoping that the council will turn around and say, yeah, this is value for money. We should continue doing it.
That's Liberal Democrat councillor Andy Boddington. So councillors were told the £60,000 outlay from the council brought in £100,000 to the county, when in actual fact, it brought in just under £1 million. Arts organisations in Shropshire are so concerned about what's gone on over the past month, they've organised a petition to try to head off any cuts to their funding from Shropshire Council. Sian Kerry is from Arts Alive and Flicks in the Sticks. Sian, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make, then, of this latest news about the amount the arts bring into the county being so badly underestimated?
I think it was probably just a mistake. I think it's not just the last few weeks, it's not this that has provoked our concern. I think the arts has always been underestimated and undervalued in the total value that it brings in to the county and to communities, not just the nearly £1 million, which is incredibly significant, but also the social value, the cultural value, what it brings to our rural communities, how it helps them come together, how it creates distinctiveness within Shropshire, how it makes it a great place to live, a great place to visit. I mean, there's just so many ways that the arts really benefits our lives and our communities.
You think it was just a mistake?
I wasn't there.
I mean, what a mistake! What a mistake to make, Sian.
That question. Sorry.
What a mistake to make! Almost ten times the report given to councillors.
When I read that, I was extremely angry, but I don't feel I can say it was disingenuous or it was... I wasn't there. I'm not on the council. I don't read the reports. I think it would be wrong of me to get on my high horse about something that I'm not fully informed about.
The council have said...
Hopefully, the good thing is that it has really brought the spotlight onto these potential cuts. And now it's really in the debating arena, which I think is a fantastic thing. Rather than just being quietly passed through, which I think is always an option with the arts, it's not a statutory service. When you say arts, people think about painting, which... You know, we're talking about creative industries. Everything we do is affected by the arts. I mean, it's the one thing that Britain is actually brilliant at and is still a growth area. You know, we're brilliant at making, at doing, at thinking, at collaborating. This is all arts.
Yeah, but some people would say that budgets being squeezed in things like adult social care and the like are more important than funding organisations like yours.
Well, I'm not suggesting we cut adults. I know that there are cuts to be made. The one thing that arts really does, which is phenomenal, if you give an arts department £30,000, they turn it into £1 million. Now, what other department does that? I think it's really short-sighted to cut a department that levers in extra money. We all know that rural counties get shortchanged nationally for the money that they get from central government, that the money they get from Arts Council. That's already been in the public domain. If we cut the arts in Shropshire, this small amount of money, we're the only department that can take some sixpence and turn it into 600. And it would be foolish. And that's just the economic side of it. You're not looking at the social and cultural value and educational value as well.
Tell me about the petition that you're involved in.
Well, it's trying to be an e-petition. I haven't started it. The group, the Shropshire Arts Organisations, are collectively trying to organise an online petition which will go through the Shropshire Council portal. But it is proving very difficult to get that up. So what we're probably, at the moment there's a circulating a petition, a paper petition, and we will probably start one through change.org. If we can't get this petition up and running through the Shropshire Council portal soon enough, because obviously we've only got a limited amount of time before it goes to Cabinet, and if we're going to, there's no point in having a petition with three signatures on it, is there? You know, we need to have the voice of the 40,000 sure. people that went to an Arts Alive event last year.
Going, but in all fairness, the Council have said they are reconsidering their position when it comes to disbanding the Community Arts and Festivals Service.
They are, and I think one of the reasons they are doing that is that there has been this surge of awareness, interest and commitment from the people who benefit from the service. Not talking about the very small, all the arts organisations in Shropshire are small. The impact is huge. Okay. The people who want to jump up and down about this are the people who benefit from these services.
Sian, thank you very much indeed for joining us on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Shropshire today. That's Sian Carey from Arts Alive and Flicks in the Sticks. We asked the elected councillor responsible for the arts and for that incorrect report, Steve Charmley, to come on The Breakfast Show today. He didn't want to. Instead, he sent us a statement and it said, "My portfolio holder report to council on the 24th of September contained a wrong figure about arts revenue clients. It stated it was expected that the investment from Shropshire Council will support arts organisations and festivals in levering in £100,000 from grants and earned income. That figure should have read £1 million. We're grateful for this error being raised," he said, "and we'll correct it at the next meeting of the council on the 17th of December. It says, Shropshire Council recognises the importance of the arts sector and the additional value it brings and continue to engage and consult fully with arts organisations." What a mistake to make, eh? £100,000? No. £1 million.